Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team. And after many years of waiting, Rory McIlroy is finally a Masters champion.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
He's there to console his friend who he admires so much.
Justin's a good man.
He is incredible.
Yeah, it was a very late one for most of us because Rory at 1:30 a.m. he rolled in a three-footer to beat one of his best mates, Justin Rose, in a sudden-death playoff to finally win his first Masters title and complete the career Grand Slam in a hugely dramatic final. He could have won it in regulation, but he missed the putt. Rory, he's only the sixth player to win a career Grand Slam of all four major tournaments. And in the ceremony to present him with the green jacket, a very emotional Rory reflected on what the win will mean to his family.
I want to say hello to my mum and dad. They're back home in Northern Ireland. And I can't wait to see them next week. I just can't wait to celebrate this.
Yeah, I think you know what? There were two sides yesterday. It was either Bryson or you were either shouting for Bryson or shouting for Rory. But for the most golf fans, we've seen him in 2011. He came very close. He's finished second a couple of times. We all wanted Rory to win it. And after the display he had on Saturday, I think it was only going one way. So well done there to Rory McIlroy. Let's talk about more champions. Kaizer Chiefs, they've beaten Mamelodi Sundowns to book a place in the Nedbank Cup final. Amakhosi coming from behind at Loftus to beat Sundowns at 2-1. That final will be against Orlando Pirates after the Buccaneers sneak past Marume Gallant 1-0 Eskodini. So save the date. Kaizer Chiefs against Orlando Pirates 10 of May at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Liverpool, two wins away from being crowned Premier League champions. The Reds scored late to beat West Ham United 2-1 at Anfield. The thoughts of their manager, Arno Slot.
We still have to win too, so we should be completely focused on that. And if in the meantime, a contract extension or whatever happens, but my full focus is on Leicester, and I'm sure Virgil's as well.
Yeah, so that contract extension, by the way, obviously the big news, Mo Salah staying at Anfield. Virgil van Dijk still hasn't signed, but he did hint yesterday that he could be staying on at Anfield. And then we'll finish things off with some Formula One. Championship leader Lando Norris had to settle for third place at the Bahrain Grand Prix after a close battle for second with